You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know
that music is
everyone, this is Ro from Dark Compass, and when I was asked by IRC to submit a piece of music for IRC FM Australia, I was really rather surprised. Not because I don't play Australian music, I do on my show, but I always thought that IRC always had enough Australian music to be able to fill his show, but I believe he's been doing an awful lot of late, and of course he's travelling over to the States in, probably about now, and so I'm going to submit a track by a band called Neither, N-E-I-T-H-E-R. Not a huge amount of information about them, except that they post all their stuff over on Bandcamp for free, so go over to neither.bandcamp.com and check it out. This is taken from their latest release, which was called Desire, a prerequisite for addiction, and I played this on my show Dark Compass at the end of last year. This track is called Semper Mellis.
since I saw you last. I'm wondering what you're up to. Yeah. If it's still too late.
I'm not afraid to die. You are listening to IRC FM Australia on IRC FM Trax Radio and Stitcher Radio. And that was Cub Scouts with their song I Told You So, as recently featured on IRC FM episode 300 and as recently heard on the Bugcast. Prior to that, we heard from Amy Francis with her song Don't Wanna Know. And we also heard Neva to open up the episode, and that was really, really cool as well. And of course, the voice that you heard at the start of the episode, some of you know him, and if you don't know him, the rest of you should go and check him out. That was Ro from the Dark Compass podcast, and he is one of two people that I basically hold responsible slash gave me the inspiration of getting into music podcasting in the first place. Of course, if you're a regular listener to IRC FM, you'll know that I started IRC FM way back now in January 2009, so this month I'm basically celebrating 4 years as a music podcast as IRC FM. So what I thought I'd do this week is, as Ro mentioned in his introduction, I'm about to be in America, actually, as you're listening to this, as the episode is being released. I should be just about to arrive into New Orleans. So I've been doing a lot of pre-recording, so you will still have episodes of IRC FM Australia, IRC FM International, and IRC FM Metal Monday each and every week while I'm away. So what I thought I'd do, and I know I picked a bad time of year to do this, and I will repeat this experiment later on in the year, I picked the Christmas New Year period basically to throw this episode open to fellow members of the Association of Music Podcasting that I'm a proud member of, and said, hey, boys and girls, if you've had any Australian artists that you've really enjoyed, that I've introduced to me, introduced to you, you've introduced to me, vice versa, I'd love to throw my playlist open to you for a week. And as I said, I picked a really bad time of Christmas New Year. Some people responded. There were some tracks that I've basically added to the playlist as well. There's basically going to be three categories of tracks on this episode. There's tracks that have been submitted directly from the podcaster themselves. For instance, the first track from Ro, Neva, was submitted directly by him. And to be honest, I'd never heard of them before. So that's always good. You know, I had heard them on Dark Compass, but that was about it. Hadn't heard them, to my knowledge, anywhere else. The second track was by Amy Francis, and that was an artist that I introduced to Ro. And I did have to feel a bit sorry for Ro, actually, when he was recording an episode of the Dark Compass podcast back in October 2012. I was listening to it while I was getting ready to go to the very first Whiplash show, and Ro was playing a song by Amy Francis and saying how good she was, and then he realised that he could have actually been seeing her live at that exact time in London. So don't worry, Ro, I'm sure she'll be back, and I'll be sure to remind you that she'll be back, so you can go and see her, because I think you'll enjoy it. And then, of course, there's tracks that I've recently heard on other podcasts from Australians that I may have played before, may not have, and Cub Scouts definitely falls into that category. I've played them before, most recently on episode 300 with Shauno and Jen. So that was our three tracks from Ro, which is absolutely awesome. Check out Ro at the Dark Compass podcast. And if you're into metal like me, also check out the Dark Compass Metal Show.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know
that music is
I'm going away, going away, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, hang on, no, that's not the song. I'm sailing away, don't know when I'll be back again. No, not really. I'm going on a jet plane, Don't know when I'll be back again. Irk, word to the wise, leave the singing to the professionals. Irk FM Australia, Irk FM International and Irk FM Metal Monday. Singing a lot better than Irk since 2009. IrkFM.com, where music is life. Because I'm in Australia and many of the members of the Association of Music Podcasting are overseas, it's always good when I can go up and meet them or have a chat to them on Skype. And sometimes it's a little bit difficult to listen to some of their shows live. One show that I was pleased to be able to go onto live when I was in the UK was the Bugcast with Dave and Caroline. So what I decided to do was bring some Australian tracks with me. You know, I've got to spread the word about the Australians while I'm overseas. And one of the artists that I spread the word about with the Bugcast was the band called Me, who are from Melbourne. They were actually in the UK at the same time that I was. I was able to go and see them on the actual day of my birthday in 2011. They arrived before me, and they are still there. They've been recording their debut album and also touring, and hopefully they'll be back home soon in Australia so we can catch up and find out what Me have been up to. So from Melbourne, I think they're calling the UK home just for the moment. Here's Me as I played on the Bugcast, Like a Fox.
Dreaming for us.
Oh, yeah, that is Caroline by Ten Penny Jake from Brisbane. And how could I not have Aisha called Caroline from Ten Penny Jake when I'm talking about the Bugcast? How could I not? Ten Penny Jake have got a lot of other songs. You'll hear one coming up very, very shortly. But how could I not play Caroline's? And how could I not dedicate it to Caroline's? You know, it's just, it's unnatural if I don't do it. So, of course, you can hear the Bugcast either live. It's 9:30 UK time on a Friday night, which is rather early for me on a Saturday morning. Or indeed, of course, you can hear it as a podcast.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know that music is...
Music is life on IRC FM. IRC FM Metal Monday on Mondays, IRC FM Australia every Friday, and music from outside Australia on IRC FM International every Wednesday. IRC FM, music is life. IRCFM.com, part of Channel IRC.
Hi, IRC. This is Yannick from the French podcast Eutapia Radio Rock. When you asked for Australian music for this episode of IRC FM Australia, I of course immediately think about Ten Penny Jake, which is the first Australian band I played on my show. The track we're going to listen to now is called She, and is taken from their first and, as far as I know, only album Ambush on All Sides, which was published in July 2009 under a Creative Commons license on Jamendo. And this is also the first of many tracks from that album that I played on my show. You can find more about Ten Penny Jake at myspace.com/tenpennyjoke or tenpennyjoke.com. And if for some reason you want to know more about my show, it's located at www.utopia-radio.fr. So I will leave you with Ten Penny Jake, and I hope you will enjoy this track. Bye!
Such a lovely daughter, couldn't be more lost in water with no one to- with the ball with your left arm, even though it's not your right. You see, you don't think I'm qualified to tell you. Better see it in your eyes, looking back at me like I'm high. Happiness.
Oh yes, the Crypto Children from Melbourne. Yes, indeed, that was iLife, and the Crypto Children, saw them a few times in 2012. Absolutely awesome stuff. Industrial metal from Melbourne, originally from Perth, but now calling Melbourne home. They do get up to Sydney and Brisbane occasionally, so if you're in Australia and you get the chance to see them, I saw them a few times last year. Great stuff. Now, I recently heard that show on Utopia Radio Rock, and doesn't Yannick have an absolutely awesome French accent? Now, when Yannick does his podcast, he does his podcast solely in French. But the ironic thing is, a lot of the artists are singing in English. So, Yannick could be telling me that the world's about to end in his French accent, speaking French, and I'm like, oh yeah, that sounds really cool. But he does play great music. I heard that track, I heard that track recently on Utopia Radio Rock, and I thought, I heard the very start of the song, that sounds like the Crypto Children. Yes, it was the Crypto Children. We heard This Public Life with their song Smile that Yannick submitted, and also we heard Tenpenny Joke with their song called She, which is absolutely awesome. Really enjoy listening to the different music that Yannick has on his two podcasts. Even though I don't speak French, it doesn't matter. I pick up the occasional word, but I enjoy listening to the music anyway. Are you sick of being stuck in the snow in Canada? Have you run out of coin? Can't have any frequent flyer miles to come to the Southern Hemisphere? Don't want to go to Europe? Don't want to go to the US? Mexico? Who knows? That's okay, come along for the ride. Come fly with IRC. You know, that's not another podcast, but that's not a bad idea. But in the meantime, check out IRC on IRCpod, IRC's original talk podcast since 2007. Flying all around the world, who knows where IRC will end up next? IRCpod, part of Channel IRC, channelirc.com. You are listening to IRC FM Australia, episode 312, bringing you some great music courtesy of fellow members of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. So what is the Association of Music Podcasting, just in case you haven't caught on? I could be really smart and say that it is an association of music podcasters, and that is absolutely correct. What happens is we all put our shows together. To get into the Association of Music Podcasting, you are judged by current members. If your show is acceptable, you gain membership access. And then, of course, we have discussion groups and the like. There's also a podcast that we put together ourselves called Amped New Music Weekly that is produced on a weekly basis with a different host. And each member has the chance every week to put a submission in to Amped, and that gives another way of sampling some great music. There's over 40 like-minded people, 40 people just like me from different parts of the world. Some people like Yannick Show Utopia Radio Rock, is just on a specific genre. Same with the Dark Compass podcast, Dark Compass Metal Show, I should say. And then you get other shows such as the Bugcast, such as Dark Compass, such as the very carefully pronounced Suffolk and Cool that we're about to hear from, which are, like this show, mixed genres. We have people all around the world. Yannick's representing France. We have Rodrigo representing Portugal and the Azores Islands. We have a new German member, which is absolutely cool. And, of course, there's a heavy representation in the UK, and there's myself in Australia, Rich in America, and a couple of other guys in America as well. And our newest addition at the time of recording, Chris from Canada, with her song Insomnia Radio Canada. So there's something there for you. If you go to the show notes at irkfmaustralia.com, you'll see a complete list in the sidebar. Anywho, speaking of the world's most carefully pronounced podcast, Suffolk and Cool, we're about to hear from Jack Ladder, who has an album out now called Hurstville. And the song that you're about to hear from Jack Ladder is called Cold Feet.
We'll be right back. millions of women waiting, waiting for you. And they all have very long eyelashes that drip compliments like dew. And when they walk slowly so they can fall back into step with you. And you can catch their beautiful movements in a cup and pretend that it tastes like truth. And you will seek salvation in their unfamiliar skirts. Till you finally realize I'm the only thing that works. Then your epiphany, all when it comes, is liable to hurt. There are millions of trials waiting, waiting for you. I can see them rounding the hill, black outlines against nighttime blue. When they come, they'll be disguised in the form of rainbow truths. And from there, I can help you to see them. But if I'm not, you'll have to choose. And as you seek salvation in the unfamiliar skirts, you will come to realize that this method never works. And your epiphany, oh, when it comes, is liable to end. And as you wake in the night, you don't know why you feel afraid. Give in to time. The only thing that can bring the day. And every hour is adding up to something. You can seek forgiveness in the muscles of their thighs. Type of beauty dies. Then your epiphany, oh, will come. Your epiphany will come its own sweet time. Your epiphany.
Courtesy of the most carefully pronounced podcast in the entire world, Suffolk and Curl. That was Tiefen Tung with her song Unfamiliar Skirts. She's actually born in New Zealand but currently based in Melbourne, so that's good enough for me, I think. Jess is Tiefen Tung. She has had several years performing in splashy rock bands, making a racket and trailing her lipstick-smeared microphone cord across barroom tables. She got her hands on a couple of unloved drum machines and decided that her true path lay in subtler territory. Her new single, The Party Is You, is actually available for streaming on MTV Hive, and you can also get it from her website as a free download. She released her second album, Tambourine, in June 2011. She's performed in Europe, in Spain, among other places.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
Now we're about to hear from the Babel Fish Project, courtesy of Graham from It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast. The project was conceived in May 2000 by Derek McPherson as a way of drawing together the many artists from different backgrounds and disciplines that he had met in 3 decades of playing music. He plays guitar and other instruments, sings, arranges, engineers and produces the music of the Babel Fish Project. But of course, he would like to extend his heartfelt gratitude to the many other musicians and others who have and will in the future contribute musically, technically, and administratively to the project. So Derek is based in Melbourne. Graham actually played this song on It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast way back in January 2009, which coincidentally was when I started IRC FM. So here is the Babel Fish Project. And the song, courtesy of Graham, that we're about to hear is called Green Grow the Rashes. I'm Irk on Irk FM.
Signifies the world, no man. It was the further last season. Green grow the rushes, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours that I spent well spent among the last season. While they race me, chase, and riches still may fly them all. And though at last they catch them fast, their ears can ne'er enjoy them all. Green grow the rushes, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours that I spent well spent among the lassies, oh. Give me a cantiality, my hands up with my dearie, oh. And worldly cares and worldly men may all get up so teary, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours that ever I spent well spent among the lassies,
sweetest hours that I spent were spent to mind the last season. Oh, you say this, you sleep at best. You're not but senseless asses. Oh, wisest man the world ever saw. Dearly loved the lassies, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. The stars that I spent were spent to mine, the lassies, oh. Old nature swears the love. The noblest work she blesses, oh, oh. Apprentice hands she tried on that, then she made the lassies, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. Sweetest hours that ever I spent well spent in mine, the lassies, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. Sweetest hours that I spent well spent in mine, the lassies, oh.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yes, that was Hounds, Hounds, Hounds from Melbourne with their song 747. That was submitted to me by Johnny from the Edinburgh Man podcast. Johnny was actually here in Australia, unbeknownst to me, at that time, June last year. And so he was a little bit taken by surprise by the Melbourne winter, which is always interesting when you go from one half of the world to the other. At the moment, as I'm recording this episode, it is summer here in Australia, and then I'm going to an American winter. So, yes, I think I know what Johnny was talking about. Johnny didn't know a lot about Hounds, 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 and I've managed to do a quick search and found out that they are a rock group from Melbourne, consisting of Aaron on guitar and vocals, Simon on drums. They sound like the Sonics, the Cramps, and Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Their influences include guitar reverb and or slapback delay. And so you can find them at facebook.com/houndshoundshounds. Not to be confused with Hounds of Hiroshima as an example. Simon was also a member of Delta Rigs, so I might have to check out Delta Rigs as well. They are a guitar and drum duo which rip at your heartstrings like Elvis Presley in a Quentin Tarantino film. So you don't see a lot of rock bands that are basically two people. So interesting stuff from Johnny. He played Hounds, Hounds, Hounds on his Australian episode, which was, as I said, back in June. I'll leave a link in the show notes. So if you want to hear Johnny's rather cool accent, unfortunately, he didn't have time to record an intro for me, which was a shame. But then again, as I said earlier, I picked a really stupid time of year to do it. Oh, he was in Sydney as well. Okay, interesting. Anywho, I'll leave a link on the show notes. So if you want to listen to Johnny's rather cool accent, you can.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting.
So that brings us to the end of episode 312 of IRC FM Australia. Thank you to Ro from Dark Compass, Yannick from Utopia Radio and Utopia Radio Rock, Dave and Caroline from the Bugcast, Pete from Suffolk and Cool, the most carefully pronounced podcast in the entire world, Graham from It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast, and Johnny from the Edinburgh Man Podcast for their submissions and or inspiration. On this episode, you heard from Neva. And I know that Graham wanted to hear about bands that I knew about or didn't know about. So we heard from Neva. We heard from Amy Francis. We heard from Cub Scouts, me, Tenpenny Joke, This Public Life, The Crepta Children, Jack Ladder, Teeth and Tongue, The Babblefish Project, and Hounds, Hounds, Hounds. So out of that list, I'd really only heard of Never briefly because of Ro. I'd heard of Tenpenny Joke. I hadn't heard of This Public Life as Yannick submitted. I heard of Jack Ladder and Tifa's Tongue via Suffolk and Cool. Didn't know about them otherwise. I didn't know about the Babblefish Project as submitted by Graham. And I didn't know about Hounds, Hounds, Hounds. So it was a bit of half and half, really. I think I'll have to repeat the experiment a little later on in the year. Might be able to get some more voices and might even be able to get some of the cool accents to join me on the show if Skype Lady cooperates. Anywho, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to the podcasters for the inspirations and the submissions. I will see you next week. Thank you to Trax Radio. If you like independent music, check out Trax Radio. And of course, check out all of these guys and a lot more from the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. I'm Irk. Thanks for listening. Good night, Interweb.